a website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Ball game. The Evergreens lead Superior 8-4. Between innings, the Everest first base coach, Coleman Schilling, came out and had a pretty animated discussion with our infield umpire, who called that balk. And then Coach Dave Langbin popped out of the dugout again to join that discussion. Everyone still in the ball game. Here's Hunter Gipp. Ground rule double on a ball that he sent for a drive his last time. He's facing reliever Mason Schilling for the first time here and takes strike one. Hunter Gipp is 1-for-2. Gipp had himself two RBI last time up. 0-1 pitch. Down low, just below the knees, 1-1. Again, Mason Sternberg, the relief pitcher here, is a freshman. Got pretty good velocity. But again, I'm sure he was not part of the game plan earlier. The Evergreens are just pounding Derek Fender in the third inning. Just outside, Sternberg's around the plate, but just off the corner. Two balls and a strike. Evergreens sure could change the look of things with a few more insurance runs. The Evergreens do not want to let off the gas here. That's down low, 2-3-1. Sternberg's body language is not good. He's looking in there like a pitcher who feels like he's being squeezed. Three balls and a strike to Hunter Gipp. I'm letting Hunter rip away here. Hot bat. Batter's count. 3-1 pitch is an inside-out swing into right field. Hunter Gipp has a second hit today. You bet. You know, one of the things in high school baseball, because the sample of at-bats is so much smaller when you just play a 20-game schedule. When somebody's hot, you got to ride the hot horse. And Hunter Gipp has just been hot the last couple of weeks. So, of course, at 3-1, you let him hit there and he delivers for you. Jackson Miles had himself an RBI his last time. Jackson has yet to be retired, reached on an error and singled. Pitch here is up high, ball one. Catcher Gunnar Hansen, a senior, trying to frame up some of these pitches. But Mason Sternberg is not getting the close pitches here. So Sternberg's going to have to come in, throw a strike here. Gipp with no speed at first base. Jackson Miles looks to bunt, puts the bunt down. Wow, it just rolls foul. Would have had a chance to run that out for a hit. Yes, I mean, the Evergreens' thinking here is just maybe play this for one or two more insurance runs with that leadoff man at first base, try and bunt him over. It's a ball and a strike. Jackson Miles is again looking down to the third base coach's box to see what he'll be asked to do in this spot. Gipp at first. Third baseman's even with the bag. First baseman holds Gipp on and is bunted back to the mound. The only plays to first. That's a successful sacrifice. Second baseman Ben Rhodes is covering. Jackson Miles moves the leadoff batter into scoring position for Owen Latondras. Latondras with a ground rule double that brought in a run for the Evergreens. A hit here would bring in one more to the outfield. Wyatt Miles is on deck. Nice cool breeze off the lake is blowing now. Wow, Latondras swings at the one you want to lay off, that high cheese. Strike one. That pitches up above the letters, really at the shoulders. Oh, Latondras only a sophomore. He'll know to let that one go by. Two more big seasons of Owen Latondras after this, and he's been a star for the Evergreens this year. 0-1 to curve, bounces in front of home plate. One ball and one strike. Yeah, Mason Sternberg's got some movement on his pitches. So you want to make Sternberg throw a strike. 8-5 Evergreens as we play the top of the fourth. Freshman pitcher comes set. Right-hander's coming home. That ball is well hit to center field. Going back. Center fielder's got a play. He makes the catch. The runner has to retreat to second base. That's warning track power for Owen Latondras. I thought that ball was going to carry out for a moment. Center fielder Will Shore did a good job going all the way back. He was one step away from the fence to make that catch. Owen Latondras almost put one out to the deepest part of Spartan Field. Here's Wyatt Miles, two outs, trying to pick up that runner at second base. Left-handed batter, Wyatt Miles takes a ball. It's up high. Yeah, this is funny. Just in the last 5 or 10 minutes, the wind has picked up. You can feel it here. That's a cool lake breeze. One ball, no strikes. That's up high. Snap throw down to second. Hunter Gipp dives back in safely. Wyatt Miles today was asked to sacrifice, moved a runner into scoring position that would later come in to score in the second, and has a walk. So no official at-bats yet for Wyatt Miles. Two balls, no strikes, takes outside, three balls and no strikes. Nolan Hoppe, who has already hit safely, awaits in the on-deck circle. There are two outs. The big train at second base, Hunter Gipp, hoping to get him on track and chug him around. There's a pitch taken for a strike. Three balls and one strike now. So Wyatt Miles will get to hit away here. Again, the pressure's on Mason Sternberg, the pitcher. Got to throw a strike. 3-1 pitch takes strike two. Three balls and two strikes. That was at the knees in the outside corner, so you can let that one go by and see if you like 3-2 better than 3-1. Coming home here, swing and a miss. Wyatt Miles has struck out. The Evergreens squander a leadoff single and do not score. That's a big hold for Mason Sternberg. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth. The Evergreens still lead 8-5 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our AutoZone Rewards program. Sign up is free, and you get a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. Looking to protect your engine and start that oil change? Get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $26.99. With more than 5,600 locations nationwide, getting the job done just got easier. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Don't attempt stunt portrayed in this commercial.
We have two skydivers about to jump from 10,000 feet above this sports stadium. The first jumper has a parachute harness attached with JB Weld epoxy adhesive.
Geronimo!
The second jumper's harness is attached with ordinary household glue.
Wait, what?
Geronimo!
Don't worry, he has a backup chute. When strength really matters, don't glue it. JB Weld it. For metal, wood, plastic, and more. JB Weld. World's strongest bond.
Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, AutoZone, Advanced Auto Parts, and more.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere. Live, play-by-play, and podcasts at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
The Evergreens send Tommy Alston out for another inning to work as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. I spy with my broadcaster's eye that we're about 15 minutes away from the start of the Northwoods League season as the Woodchucks are opening in Kenosha. We will join that game once our high school baseball playoff game is over. We give preference to the playoffs here. Woodchucks are opening on the road. Their home opener at Athletic Park is Saturday. Number 9 hitter Connor Fonger takes ball 1 from Tommy Alston. Alston gave up 2 hits and allowed 1 run in his first inning of work. What was an 8-4 game is now 8-5. Pitches up high, 2 balls and no strikes. Again, you can't give up walks to the number 9 hitter here. If Fonger beats you by putting the ball in play, that's fine. 2 balls, no strikes. There's a strike on the outside corner. Evergreens own the hit column, 9-5. And here's a 2-1 pitch from Tommy Alston. This ball is a fly ball to shallow left center field. Coming over and calling and catching is Nolan Hoppe. Hoppe has retired Connor Fonger. There's the first out. Yeah, the official Fox Sports chronometer that tells me we're getting closer to 6:30. I'd love to tell you it's a Rolex or a Timex. Truth is, it's something we bought this from a man in a trench coat at Times Square. I believe it's got gold paint, right? Keeps time every once in a while. Ben Rhodes will bat with one out and nobody on. Rhodes has walked and leadoff batter, number one in the batting order. First pitch is a curve that breaks in. Wow, that's the midnight to six curve. That was up around the front shoulder and then dropped in below the belt buckle. Big break from Tommy Alston. No balls and one strike. Not a break like a gift. Another cutter here. That one's not as big of a slow slurve, and it's fouled back. No balls and two strikes. This is Ben Rhodes' first time hitting against Alston. His first two at-bats were against the Evergreen starter, Ty Treader. Alston's got two strikeouts and no walks in his one and one-third innings of work so far. 0-2 pitch is up high, 1-2. Baseball on Fox Sports, sponsored by Abra Auto Body. Sports is competitive, so is automotive body work, until you know everything Abra Auto Body has to offer. Special equipment, techs with experience, aluminum certified, and more. Abra Auto Body, Wausau's north side. Rhodes lays off a wicked breaking ball outside of the strike zone, 2-2. Rhodes did a good job to hold up. Count evens here. Leg kick coming home. This is a fly ball to right field. Hoppy's going back, going back, going back. It is over his head and bounces up against the wall. That's at least a double, maybe a triple, and into third base is Ben Rhodes. So Rhodes is 2-for-2. Another run-scoring opportunity coming up here for the Superior Spartans, and that was a two-out piece of hitting there for Ben Rhodes. So you tip your cap. I think that one got caught in the wind a little bit too. Evergreen's right fielder Nolan Hoppy at first was going back a couple of steps and then realized he needed to be on a dead run there. It was up over his head. Gunnar Hansen with one out and a man on third base. Tommy Alston. Left runner stranded at second and third in the last inning. Here's a fly ball to shallow center field. Not sure if this is deep enough to get the run in. Cade Sievertson catches, and the runner does not advance from third base. Cade Sievertson's arm not tested there, and there's the second out. 0-for-2, Riley Rheinstand to bat now. Rheinstand popped out on the infield his last time up. Two outs. Alston is trying to strand that runner at third base. Superior really needs this run to come in from third, so this is a big at-bat for Riley Rheinstand. First pitch off the plate, a bouncer, a tough play to home, tag him, he's out! Out at home, and the inning comes to an end! Pitcher Tommy Alston saw that play in front of him and was able to get it to catcher Brandon Jellick, who applies the tag, and the inning is over. Boy, that runner was breaking on contact. And it's an out on the bases that brings the inning to an end. The Evergreens' 8-5 lead is still good. To the fifth, we go in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank takes pride in establishing banking relationships with our customers. People who bank at Intercity enjoy banking with people they know. They appreciate the convenient services we offer, like our free mobile app, and that we're open late Friday nights and Saturdays till noon. Whatever your lifestyle, Intercity is here to serve you. It's all about banking relationships, building community. We finance things you love and need. Cars and boats, campers and motorcycles. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lending team works with our in-house processing department, which means you have fewer hassles and a smoother road to closing. Whether you're purchasing, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Financing for cottages, hunting, and recreational property too. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 433884.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Superior. I'm Chris Connolly, voice of the Evergreens. High school playoff baseball as the Evergreens are on the bat in the top of the fifth inning. They lead Superior 8-5. Nolan Hoppy, 1-for-1, a hit and a sacrifice, takes ball one from freshman righty Mason Sternberg. Sternberg aims that one and misses outside 2-0. 8-9-1 due up for the Evergreen, so Sternberg's got to know that he's got to get through this bottom part of the order. The tougher bats are all the top. Here's a fly ball foul into the parking lot, away from the Everest vehicles. Two balls and one strike. Tommy Alston, who got himself an extra base hit and got himself an RBI Saturday, is ready to bat. He'll bat in the Ty Treader spot. That pitch just misses outside. Gunnar Hansen held it there on the outside corner, wanted to give our home plate umpire a chance to look at it. Winner plays Thursday. Pitches up high, ball four. Nolan Hoppe has drawn a walk. The Evergreens put the lead runner aboard. The crowd for a moment was confused if our home plate umpire was indicating strike or was pointing towards first base, take your base. That pitch was clearly out of the strike zone. First ball swinging, here's Tommy Alston, who fouls that ball back. Beg your pardon, that was called a strike? Yeah, it was. They called Nolan Hoppe back and fouls that pitch off. So it is three balls and two strikes here. As I will reach for the whiteout. Nolan Hoppe, well hit ball to right field. Right fielder going back. Connor Fonger makes the catch. Boy, just when I thought Nolan Hoppe was on base, Nolan thought he was on base. He instead flies out to right. It looks like with the lake breeze that has picked up that the wind is carrying balls out to right field. Here is the aforementioned Tommy Alston, who hit safely on Friday. He's first ball swinging and fouls that off his foot. Right in front of our broadcast location where Cade Sievertson, on deck batter, comes over and picks it up. Again, the pressure here is on Alston to get on base because Sievertson's been such a good hitter for the Evergreens. You love Cade coming up with men in scoring position. Pitches up high. It's a ball and a strike to Tommy Alston. And with Alston batting here, that indicates to me that they're going to let Alston pitch another inning. Fouls that one off. It's one ball and two strikes. We're in the top of the fifth. You know what? I'll go on the record now. The Evergreens' 8-5 lead's not going to be enough to win this game. The Evergreens need another run or two, I think. Off-speed pitch is outside, 2-2. Yeah, I think the winning score here is going to be something like 9 or 10 for the Evergreens. I think. 2-2 pitch. Alston sends that for a ride in left field. Going back. It's up against the wall. Tommy Alston's got himself a double. Tommy Alston for the Evergreen. Look how excited Tommy is. He's pounding his fists and clapping his hands as he chugs into second base. Tommy Alston, the senior's bat, is waking up for the Evergreens. Tell me that Tommy's not having some fun out there. Tommy Alston for the Evergreens, a one-out double. Courtesy runner will come out for the Evergreens. Keegan Bowman is going to be the courtesy runner. Cade Sievertson is an uncharacteristic 0-for-3 today. One out with a man at second base. Pitch is outside to Cade Sievertson. We should take a moment here to do the quick math and update Cade's batting average. Cade Sievertson is 29-for-70 on the season, 4-14 with three groundouts today. There's a strike, 1-1. Would be a shame to see Cade Sievertson dip below 400 in the playoffs. He kind of needs a hit here. 1-1 pitch. He's looking to bunt. Wanted to push that up the third base line. It is foul. Again, Cade's got a lot of speed, but what you don't like about that is you've got to hit to the outfield to bring the run in. But then again, Landon Mezzi's on deck, who's been all world today. Mezzi is 2-for-3. So the freshman could pick up what Cade Sievertson leaves for him. It's a ball and two strikes. Man on second, one out. Pitch here is high and away. Two balls and two strikes. Evergreens looking to build a three-run lead. They had led by four earlier. Difference in the ball game is the seven runs the Evergreens put up in the third inning. That ball is hit to left field. Can't keep Cade Sievertson down for long, and that's going to score the run from second base. The Evergreens build their lead. Cade Sievertson with a single in the fifth and an RBI. 9-4 Evergreens. And now another visit to the pitcher's mound. Let's see if the Spartans have another pitcher in mind. Cade Sievertson. Again, the batting averages just change with every hit. Cade Sievertson is now 30 for 71 for the season. So an Evergreen to 30 hits for the season. And raises the batting average up to 423. I mean, only in high school baseball, where the number of at-bats are so small, you get a hit and your batting average goes up by 10 points. Cade Sievertson for the Evergreens. The Spartans are indeed making a pitching change. Mason Sternberg's the freshman. His day is done. Joe Barker, who had been the third baseman, comes in to pitch. Joe Barker's another righty. Only 1 2/3 innings of work for Mason Sternberg. Beg your pardon, Sternberg got one out here, so he officially gets credit for two innings, even though he pitched in part of the third, fourth, and fifth. Two innings of work for Sternberg as, once again, your never-wrong broadcaster reaches for the whiteout. Evergreens have 11 hits. Had 15 hits against the much easier pitching of Madison East. But the rally caps have stayed on here for the Evergreens. The freshman Sternberg has allowed one run that is in that's charged against him, and he's still responsible for the runner at second base. Joe Barker to take over. Barker's a senior. Loser sees their season come to an end. Winner plays again 48 hours from now in Eau Claire. Landon Mezzi to bat. First pitch is aimed down low, almost got away from the catcher. So that means we have a new third baseman for Superior. Let's check and see who that is. That's Derek Fender, who was the starting pitcher, comes back into the game and now plays third base. One ball and no strike. Runner is going, pitches outside, throw down to second, safe, stolen base. Cade Sievertson moves into scoring position. Evergreens leading by four. A duck on the pond. Quack, quack for Landon Mezzi. Sievertson's got good speed, too. He'll come all the way around if Mezzi can deliver. Outside corner, strike one. Two balls and a strike. How brilliant does Everest coach Dave Langman look putting Mezzi in the lineup here? He's already delivered two hits for the Evergreens. Landon Mezzi is going to earn himself another spot in the lineup if the Evergreens are playing on Thursday. Ground ball to third. Bobbled by the new third baseman. Throw across the diamond is wild. Goes up the line. The Evergreens will bring another run in on a throwing error. The third baseman, Derek Fender, promptly makes a throwing error, and it costs his team a run. Mezzi would have been out with a good throw there, so that can't be scored a hit. But the Evergreens get another run in. It's 10-5. Mezzi has yet to be retired. Brady Sendelbach is 2-for-3 today. Pair of singles. Everything's been a line drive off his bat. Pitches up high for a ball. Evergreens put two more insurance runs here and now lead 10-5. In fact, this five-run advantage is the biggest lead either team has had in the game. Pitches way up high. Two balls and no strikes. Evergreens look to put more distance between themselves and the Spartans. That here in the top of the fifth. Checked his swing. That's a strike to Sendelbach. Again, Cade Sievertson who came around and scored on the error, he's going to have the highest batting average on the team. But Tendelbach, down the stretch of the season, has had the hottest bat. Reaches out here and singles to center field. Evergreen's going to hold that runner at third. No, they'll try and bring him around. Play at the plate. Safe. Bring him around. Over to second. Safe there at second base. Sendelbach gets himself an RBI. They tried for a play at the plate, and Sendelbach took an extra base on the throw. It's 11-5 Evergreens. Mezzi came all the way around to score. Sendelbach's got another RBI. The play at second was close as Sendelbach tried to take the extra base on the throw, and the center fielder, Will Shore, reacted like he thought he had an out. Seems like every Evergreen's 2-for-3. Here's Hunter Gipp. Swing and a miss. 11-5 Evergreens, three more runs in. There's only one out. The Evergreens got to think about pushing this run across, too. So the Evergreens' bats have come alive here. Gipp waits on an 0-1 pitch from Joe Barker down low. So two of the three runs in the inning are charged to the pitcher Mason Sternberg. That's outside, two balls and one strike. Hunter Gipp with a long wait here. Takes strike two. Two balls and two strikes. The inning started with the Evergreens leading 8-5. Now they lead 11-5. Joe Barker waits while Hunter Gipp steps out. Now a 2-2 pitch. Coming home, Hunter Gipp fouls it off the plate. Jackson Miles going to get another turn to hit in this inning, assuming no double play here, which is unlikely with a man on second. Hunter Gipp's looking to see another one from Joe Barker. Pitch here is popped up. First base side, that'll be out of play and into the parking lot. Superior has all new athletic facilities. Synthetic turf football field just beyond right field and a new indoor ice arena beyond the first base side. 2-2 pitch, off-speed pitch, slow roller to second. Only plays to first base, Ben Rhodes throws over. Hunter Gipp is retired. The runner moves over to third base. Brady Sendelbach is now 90 feet away. Two outs. RBI spot here for Jackson Miles in an 11-5 ball game. And 12-5 sounds even better, Jackson. The Evergreens have hit a lot in this game, which you love to see as you go into the postseason. Bats get hot. Man at third, two outs for Jackson Miles. First pitch home is the outside corner strike to Jackson Miles. Reached on an error, singled and scored, and laid down a sacrifice. Jackson Miles officially 1-for-2 today. 0-1 pitch, curve is outside. Almost got past the catcher, Gunnar Hansen. Gunnar backhanded that and kept it from going to the backstop. A ball and a strike. Jackson Miles, wow, takes a strike. That's not a strike. That's up above the letters. Come on, Blue. 1-2. One ball and two strikes with two outs. And that ball is slow roller to second behind the bag. This is going to be a tough play. The throw is wild and a run comes in. Jackson Miles will take another base. Ben Rhodes had to go behind the bag to field that. Jackson Miles would have been out, though, with a good throw. It's an error on the second baseman. The Evergreens get another run in, 12-5. Jackson Miles still made the contact and got the run in. Owen Latondra's first ball hitting to the shortstop should end the inning, and it does. But the Evergreens continue to build their lead. They push across four more runs. Our new score as we go to the bottom of the fifth. It's now D.C. Everest 12, Superior 5 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Even if you're a big-time basketball fan, there might be a few facts about the game you don't know. Like, did you know the first hoops were actually peach baskets? Or that a warm basketball is bouncier than a cold one? Or that players can run as much as 4 miles during a game? Well, here's another fact that you might not know. It's actually really helpful when you buy a car. True Car also helps you get used cars. That's right, True Car isn't just for buying new cars. Don't get me wrong, they're great for that. With their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars, you enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience, whether you buy new or used. And with True Car, users can see what others paid, so you know if you're getting a good deal before you even buy the car. They're also more likely to enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with True Car certified dealers. So when you're ready to buy a new or a used car, check out True Car and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
This is a baseball doubleheader Tuesday on Fox Sports. Once our high school baseball coverage is done, we switch immediately to the Woodchucks opener. They're on the road in Kenosha against the Kenosha Kingfish. You'll hear the Woodchucks all summer long, through all of June and July and into part of August here on Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Here comes a third inning of work for Tommy Alston in relief. The Evergreens now lead by 7, 12-5. This was an 8-5 ball game when the Evergreens tack on a 4 spot in the top half of this inning. Cleanup batter Joe Barker, who's now pitching, takes ball 1. Looked like Superior was going to get this back to a 2-run game. They had an out at home, the third out in the fourth inning. Kept the Evergreens lead at 3, and then the Evergreens add more runs. This is outside from Tommy Alston, 2 balls and no strikes. Want Tommy to throw strikes in this spot. Superior down by 7, in danger of seeing their season come to an end unless they've got a big comeback in them. Pitch here is a strike, 2 balls and 1 strike. Yeah, one and done in the high school baseball playoffs. The number 1 seed in the bracket is Stevens Point. The Evergreens would play number 2, Eau Claire North, on Thursday. This ball is hit on the ground to third. Easy play for Jackson Miles, who throws him out. Joe Barker is retired. Center fielder Will Shore, who's 0 for 2, will hit now. Evergreens got to feel good about the spot they've played themselves into. Let's not forget, too, the Evergreens were trailing at one point in this game. Evergreens got a run in the first, and then Superior got 4 runs in the second. It was a 4-1 ball game. Evergreens turned the table with 7 in the third. They've added 4 more in the fifth. 12-5 now. First pitch is the ball. Second pitch is hit up the middle and through. Will Shore has himself a through-the-box single. A one-out base runner for Superior. If you are a Woodchucks fan, you know in the Northwoods League we play 9-inning games except doubleheaders. High school baseball, we play only 7. So Superior's got to get themselves a little closer than the 7 runs that they're down now if they want to make a run at this. Sean McCoshin has walked and singled. Coming home here, it's up high, ball. Baseball today on Fox Sports is sponsored by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, lending local money and keeping our community strong. Mortgage and construction loans, too, from the Cloverbelt Credit Union. One out and a man on first for the Spartans. Long set from Tommy Alston. Just misses off the outside corner. 2-0. Again, Tommy Alston doesn't need to be too fine here. F- four of the six hits have come from batters one through two, so the superior bottom half of the order, which Tommy Alston's facing here, has not been productive. McCutcheon takes strike one, 2-1. Yeah, the bottom half of the order, just one hit. McCutcheon has it from his last at-bat. Spots 7, 8, and 9 have not hit safely. Tommy Alston throws over to first base. No need for that. Come on, Tommy. If I could mind meld with Tommy Alston, I'd remind him of his 7-run lead. Get outs by retiring batters and move this game along. 2-1 pitch. Fly ball. Shallow right field. Nolan Hoppe long run. That's in foul territory. It lands in foul ground. Hoppe couldn't get over to that, and Hoppe was on a dead run. Instead, that's just a long second strike. Evergreen's looking to win themselves a playoff game. Below 500 in the regular season, 9-13. And looking to eliminate the higher-seeded Superior Spartans here on their home diamond. 2-2 pitch. Got him! Swing and miss! It's Tommy Alston's third strikeout, and there's the second out of the inning. Sean McCutcheon chases the high fastball. Pinch hitter coming up here. Kate Kemmes will hit. This was Blake Arnovic's spot in the order. Kemmes will hit with two outs. First pitch, off the fist, shallow center field. It's going to drop in front of the center fielder, Cade Sievertson. Sievertson knew there was no reason to dive and risk giving up extra bases there. Sievertson plays that safe, and the inning continues. Kate Kemmes, off the bench, delivers a two-out single. The runner, who should have been off with the crack of the bat and should have been over at third base, instead stops at second, so that's not the right play there. And here comes another pinch hitter coming up here. David Fender, who was DH'd for earlier, David Fender will now hit. Fender was the first of the three pitchers. He's now playing third base and has an error to atone for. This is a left-handed batter, swings at a pitch that's way up high. Fender didn't look good on that swing at all. He looks like someone who doesn't hit a lot. I don't know what Superior's doing here. Maybe down by 7 runs, they're just letting some of their seniors get final at-bats. Be unusual to the team, though, put up the white flag in a playoff game. Pitch here is hit on the ground to short, and it gets through. Going to hold that runner at third base, though, and there are runners at the corners. Beg your pardon, bases are loaded. David Fender punched one through the left side of the infield. So Will Shore is now at third base. Kate Kemmes is at second, and David Fender is at first. Again, some of these hits are turf-aided hits. The ball just plays differently on this synthetic field. Again, on a grass diamond, I kind of think the bat ball, just out of the reach of the average shortstop, would be an out. Base is loaded here for Connor Fonger, who's 0-2. Two outs. First ball is popped up. Foul ground. Is there a play? No, sir. Into the parking lot. So Fonger's first ball swinging with the bases loaded. There are two outs. Superior has the bases full. The Spartans have to get something out of this if they're going to make this a ball game. Tommy Alston's looking to slam the door shut tight in this spot. He's ahead in the count, 0-1. Leg kick coming home. Off speed is up high, 1-1. Again, so Superior generates three singles, a couple of them just seeing eye hits that got through the infield, created this opportunity for themselves, but there are two outs. Alston asks for time, steps off the rubber. Again, the pressure here is still on Superior. They're trailing by 7 runs. They have to make more happen to get themselves back into the ballgame. 1-1 pitch with the bases full. Line drive to center. Cade Severson back, 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 up. It is off his glove. 1-2. Three runs are in for Superior. That's going to be scored an error. Cade Severson was going back. It was a difficult play, but that went right off his glove, and three runs score. It's a double. And the new score is 12-8. Tough one. It comes with two outs and with the bases loaded. So the Evergreens, who were up by seven, are now up by four. There are some who will say that that is tough scoring by your heartless announcer, who acts as the official scorekeeper in this game. Although Cade Severson had to take a couple of steps back, when the ball is off the webbing of your glove, that's a catch that's supposed to be made. Scored an error on the Evergreen center fielder. Ben Rhodes is the leadoff hitter and takes ball one. So Superior's got another scoring opportunity right there at second base on the error that should have ended the inning. Ouch. Pitch here is popped up. Foul ground, out of play. Over the Everest dugout, one ball and one strike. So again, by my scoring, and trust me, that's the proper way it should be scored. Even though Cade Severson was moving back, ball was off his glove on a play that should have been made. Three unearned runs are in here. That should have ended the inning. Instead, 1-1 pitch is up high. Two balls and one strike. Again, give Superior credit. They capitalized on that error because they were able to get three hits in this inning. Two of them came with two outs. So Superior earned their break, if you will. Pitch here is bounced off the plate to third. Owen Latondras, long throw. It's in the dirt. It's safe. And it gets past the Everest first baseman. A throwing error will allow another run to score. It's a three-run game again, just like it was when the fifth inning started. An error on Owen Latondras. Good throw would have ended the inning. Evergreens are calling timeout. Again, none of this is Tommy Alston's fault. These are four unearned runs that Superior is in. I mean, the truth is that while momentum kind of shifts back to the Spartans, the bottom line really is the Spartans have only gotten back the runs that the Evergreens got in the top half of the inning. Evergreens got four and now given back four. It is 12-9. And the Evergreens are going to their bullpen. Tommy Alston is finished here. And who is this for the Evergreens that's coming in? I believe the Evergreens are opting for Logan Ebersold here. Tommy Alston's day is done. Again, all four of the runs in are unearned. The Evergreens also take Brandon Gillick out of the game. And the Evergreens will opt for a new catcher. Nick Cotter will catch for the Evergreens here. Nick Cotter is the new catcher, and that is Logan Ebersold, who's now coming in to pitch. Again, the Evergreens have made two errors in this inning. One brought in three runs with the bases loaded, and one allowed another run to score. Tommy Alston works 2 2/3 innings for the Evergreens. He allowed four hits. Five runs are charged to Tommy Alston's ledger. Wow, and none of them are earned. Alston struck out three, walked none, and balked. Everest Baseball is brought to you by Tlusty, Kennedy, and Dirks, attorneys at law. helping Central Wisconsin families for 40 years. Tulusty, Kennedy, and Dirks. Gunnar Hansen. So here's Logan Ebersold on in relief for the Evergreens. Cotter is the new catcher. First pitch to Gunnar Hansen, strike one. Twelve to nine is our new score. Like neither team can quite put the other one away. Pitch here bounces, ball is loose, and on a wild pitch, runner will take second base. Logan Ebersol bounced that off home plate. I think Nick Cotter will tell you that he should have stopped that. Cotter's a good defensive catcher. So another RBI opportunity with two outs and a man on second for Superior. Here's the pitch just inside. Two balls and one strike. This has been a nail-biting kind of game. Again, just when you think the Evergreens have this game in hand, Superior puts together a rally. Pitch here is smacked to short. Off the glove of Wyatt Miles and into the outfield. Another run will score. It's 12 to 10. Three errors in the inning. Again, on the synthetic, that's a hard hit ball. It comes right off the glove of the Everest shortstop. Got out there in a hurry. The Evergreens have made three errors in this inning. Five runs are in. It's a two-run game, 12 to 10. Riley Rystrand to hit now. All six of the runs in this inning are charged to Tommy Alston. None of them are earned. And it's a ball to Riley Rystrand. It's a man at first after that error. So the Evergreens are going to have to keep their rally caps on. Evergreens are going to need more runs in this game. Pitch there is a strike, one and one. So Logan Ebersold is on for the Evergreens. A sophomore. Big spot for an underclassman. But, I mean, with Ty Treader and Tommy Alston already used in this game, everybody's going to be an underclassman for the Evergreens. Off-speed pitch, bounced up the third base side, foul. Rystrand was out in front as Ebersold changed speeds. Let's see if Logan can end this inning right now. It's a ball and two strikes. Ebersold looks in. Come set, coming home. Fly ball to center field. This should end the inning. Cade Sievertson makes the catch. And this comes to an end. Rystrand is 0 for 4. But Superior has played themselves back into this game with the benefit of three hits and three Everest errors. The Spartans get five runs in our new score, it's DC Everest 12, Superior 10. We're going to the sixth when we come back on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
It would take me all the time I have to explain who iCar is, so for now, let's just say it officially and nationally rates auto body shops. As a result of their evaluation, only America's top 10% reach gold class. And lucky us, we have a gold medalist just down the road. People from coast to coast know and trust Abra Auto Body. The work we do on your car or truck carries a limited lifetime warranty at any and every Abra location nationwide. From a scratch to paint restoration to a major collision decision, go for the gold. Abra Auto Body on Wausau's North Side.
New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline is engineered with four levels of defense against gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. It's sort of like having ninjas protect your engine. That helps keep your engine running like new. New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. It's fuel for thought in engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcast at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
So both teams have used three relief pitchers. Joe Barker, who came on in the fifth, is coming out to work the sixth. And here comes Wyatt Miles to lead off. See, the Evergreens are going to need more runs. Wyatt Miles struck out, walked, sacrificed. He scored a run for the Evergreens. 12-10 ball game. Tell me how this one ends. Top of the sixth is on strike one. Barker to Miles. Nolan Hoppe and Tommy Alston. Someone may hit for the Alston spot. He's no longer in the game. Checked his swing. He didn't go around. One ball and one strike. Infield umpire agrees with your friendly announcer. Wyatt Miles has an error to atone for in the last half inning. Baseball's all about redemption. Get yourself on base. Pitches down low. Two balls and one strike. And for Joe Barker, after his team getting back into the game with five runs, can't give up more runs here. Inside-out swing for Wyatt, fouls back. I mean, Superior just needs a hold desperately in this inning. Evergreens led 7-4 at one point in this game. Yeah, the Evergreens had a seven-run lead at one point. Pitch is fouled away. Two balls, two strikes. Let's see what Wyatt Miles can do in this spot. Coming home. Ground ball back to the mound. Joe Barker has it and throws over to first. Wyatt Miles is retired. Nolan Hoppe has a hit, a fly out, and an RBI sacrifice. Nolan Hoppe. Righty to righty matchup here. Curve is outside. Nick Cotter would hit next for the Evergreens. Pitch there is a called strike. It's a ball with a strike. We're playing the top of the sixth inning in what's just been a wild game. Superior had the lead back in the second inning. The Evergreens answered in the third and have not trailed since. But Superior has kept battling. Fouled away, one ball and two strikes. The only thing I would hate to say for Everest fans is that we've seen the Evergreens give back leads and lose games like this. Just hoping that history doesn't repeat itself for this team. This is a game that really should be in the win column for the Evergreens and right now is in doubt. 1-2 pitch is called strike three. Nolan Hoppe is the second out. Two outs and none on. Here's Nick Cotter for the Evergreens. Nick Cotter this season, two hits, four at-bats. Cotter first, ball swinging, third baseman with a diving stop, and got him. That's a nice play at third base by Derek Fender, who has an error earlier. He robbed a hit from Nick Cotter. That is a three-up, three-down inning for Superior, so the Evergreens are going to have to sweat this one out. To the bottom of the sixth we go, D.C. Everest 12, Superior 10, on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
When you're trying to eat healthier, organic, gluten-free, or vegan, don't be restricted by only a few shelves in the grocery store. Let Red Clover Market in Weston be your source for all your healthy and organic foods. Red Clover Market works hard to supply fresh and homegrown produce, meats, and dairy from local farms within a 100-mile radius. You'll taste the difference when you know where your food is coming from. All choices are healthy choices at Red Clover Market. Visit Red Clover Market on Schofield Avenue in Weston and check out this week's specials at redcloverweston.com.
Pros know doing it right means buying in bulk to save time and save money, too. Lowe's does it right by stocking job lot quantities of fence pickets, posts, and concrete every day. And at 5% savings when you buy in bulk, save time by ordering ahead at lowesforpros.com. We offer job site delivery 7 days a week, so save even more time by having your order delivered. For the supplies you need to give your customers a fence they'll love, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. See Pro Desk for details, U.S. only.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
The Evergreens' third pitcher, Logan Ebersole, was called on to get the third and final out in the fifth inning. He's coming out to work here in the sixth. None of the five runs that scored in that inning were charged to Logan Ebersole. And here's Joe Barker, who's now the opposing pitcher. 1-for-3 against Ebersole, strike one, breaking ball on the outside corner. Evergreens went down in order in their half of the sixth inning, so Logan Ebersole, a little bit of pressure on him. Sophomore comes home, bounced off the plate, foul. Up the third base side, no balls, two strikes. This is 4, 5, and 6 in the Superior batting order. So if Superior is going to rally, it may be right here in this sixth inning. 0-2 pitch. Fly ball to left center field. Cade Sievertson, center fielder, is over. He makes the catch. And Joe Barker, the leadoff batter, is retired. First out's always a big one. Will Shore has a single. Reached on an error and grounded out. So Will Shore is 1-for-3 today. Logan Ebersole, ready to work. Coming home here, breaking ball, strike one. Ebersole to lefty. 12-10. Evergreens had a lead by as many as 7 runs. Off-speed pitch popped up on the infield. Owen Latondras, the third baseman, is calling and catching, and there's the second out. Sean McCutcheon, a single, a walk, and a strikeout. He'll hit with 2 outs and nobody on. We have seen Superior rally and score runs with 2 outs, so the inning really isn't over until it's over. Logan Ebersole, leg kick, starts him off with a curveball. Come on, Blue, where was that? Judged to be just outside. That looked like a strike. McCutcheon lets the local go by. Ebersole with a fastball there, and it's fouled straight back. 1 ball and 1 strike. Boy, if you judge that the sequence really should be 0-2, the pitcher could be in the driver's seat in this spot. Instead, it's 1 ball and 1 strike. McCutcheon's hitting with 2 outs and nobody on. Here's the pitch, off speed, foul back, 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ebersole's doing a good job changing speeds here. The curve looks super slow and the fastball looks super fast. Ebersole's in the driver's seat, 1-2. He comes set, sophomore's leg kick, home, reaching out, a soft ball to center field that is caught by Landon Menzie. And that's a 3-up, 3-down, big inning for Logan Ebersole. We'll go to the seventh as the Evergreens try and make this 2-run lead stand up. It's still 12-10. We'll be back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Discover's going further with Miles Rewards than we've ever gone before. Like sun on your face, book in your hand, kids playing in the sand further. Because the Discover It Miles card offers unlimited 1.5 miles on every purchase and will automatically match all the miles you earn at the end of your first year. So your 35,000 miles could become 70,000. Plus no blackout dates. Just buy your ticket and use your miles to credit your statement. Get out there with your Discover It Miles card today. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel.
WRIG Schofield Wausau and W230BU 93.9 FM Wausau.
Comes the seventh inning. The Evergreens are clinging to a 2-run lead, 12-10, and the Evergreens are on the bat looking for insurance runs. Joe Barker is out for another inning of work, and he starts off Cade Sievertson with a strike. This is spots 1, 2, and 3 in the Everest order, and between them, 6 hits for these batters. Sievertson takes a quick strike, 2-0-2. The Evergreens need a little insurance. The Evergreens are going to have to bite their nails if they have just a 2-run lead. Sievertson swings and misses. Cade Sievertson, that's tipped. And was it held? Foul ball. Foul ball did not held by the catcher, Gunnar Hansen. Gunnar Hansen tried to sell that to the home plate umpire, tried to reach up like he had held strike 3. infield umpire put his hands up, foul ball. So Cade Sievertson will see another at 0-2, and that hit him. So Cade Sievertson becomes a base runner. I think this may be a break for the Evergreens. I'm not sure if Gunnar Hansen held that or not. He'll never tell. And on the next pitch, Cade Sievertson is hit by a pitch, and the Evergreens have an insurance run aboard. Landon Menzi is 2-for-4 today. Menzi's got the white bat. Let's see if Snow White can deliver here. In the north, throw over to first base. Sievertson dives back. Evergreens have the luxury with this two-run lead of trying to steal a bit. Oh, wow, they've got the runner picked off. Sievertson was leaning towards second, and now he's in a rundown. First baseman chases him back. Sievertson still not out yet. Sievertson dives back to first. He is out. Cade Sievertson makes a base-running mistake. Got himself in a pickle and is thrown out. 1-3-4. 3-6-3. Got it. That's a bad base running mistake. So now Landon Menzi will hit with nobody on. Joe Barker picks off Cade Sievertson. Strike to Menzi. Again, Menzi in his first varsity start in a playoff game. Has a double, has a single. Reached on an error, scored twice. That's not bad. And this is hit to the left side. Shortstop goes all the way over. This is going to be a long throw. He's safe. Infield hit. Infield hit for Menzi, who's got a three-hit game. Landon Menzi. Landon will tell everyone on the bus ride home that when I asked about him, I told him I want to get his name right for the three-hit game he's going to have, and Landon Menzi has a three-hit game. And he now has a big lead over at first base for Brady Sendelbach, who is 3-for-4. Throw over. Wow, I thought they had Menzi picked off. He's judged to be safe. I thought Menzi was just picked off there. Break for the Evergreens. Think that's a bad call from our infield umpire. Menzi gets new life at first, and Sendelbach, you can't make outs on the base with how hot Sendelbach's been. Ground ball to short. To second, there's one. On to first, that's a double play. Sendelbach hits into a 6-4-3 double play, and the inning comes to an end. Superior is coming up for their final at-bat. The deficit is 2. To the bottom of the 7th, a final at-bat coming up for Superior, and the Evergreens are trying to defend a 12-10 lead. How does this one end? We'll find out in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
In sports, a trade can make or break your team. A good one can mean a championship, but a bad one can set your franchise back for years. It's no different when it comes to selling or trading in your car. You need to make good choices, and with TrueCar, you've got a star on your roster. Just go to TrueCar, simply enter your license plate number, and watch your car's details pop up. Then answer a few questions. Got a sports package or a moonroof? Watch as they bump up your car's value in real time. What about high mileage? You already knew it was going to cost you, but now you know how much it dings you in your wallet so you can strategize for your next move. Once you're finished, you'll get a true cash offer sent to you in minutes. Then just bring in your car into a local certified dealer and they'll check your car with you together. After that, you can cash out or trade in for a new ride. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today. True cash offer not available in all areas.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcast at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
Here comes the last at-bat for the Superior Spartans. We're on in the bottom of the 7th. The Evergreens are trying to protect a 12-10 lead. I'm Chris Conley. Logan Ebersol will come out for another inning of work. Ebersol came on with two outs in the fifth inning. The first batter he faced reached on an error, so that's not Ebersol's fault. Then he got the final out in the fifth and had a three-up, three-down sixth. So he's faced five batters. None have reached safely. Nate Kimmis, who's 1-for-1 today, pinch hit his last time, will lead off the seventh, and the first pitch is a breaking ball in for strike one. Logan Ebersold has started almost everyone off with a breaking pitch. Ahead in the count, 0-1, fastball popped up. Is there room? No. Out of play over the Everest dugout. Ebersold is quickly ahead, no balls and two strikes. So the Evergreens ask sophomore lefty Logan Ebersold to finish off the game for them. Superior needs two runs to send us to extras, three runs and win it. Reaching out, fouled off again down the first base line. Superior today has eight hits, but none have been allowed by Logan Ebersold. Pitch here, off the fist, popped up on the infield. Hunter Gipp, first baseman, goes back, makes the catch. A soft fly on the infield. Hunter Gipp records the first out. David Fender, who was the starting pitcher, now the third baseman, ready to hit. Fender singled through the left side his last time up. Evergreens need two more outs here. First pitch to Fender is down low, ball one. Logan doesn't want to allow any walks here. It would allow the tying run to come to the plate. Logan Ebersol wants to throw strikes. 1-0 pitch, outside, two balls and no strikes. Again, this is a lefty-lefty matchup, so Logan Ebersol's got a feast in this spot. And said he's down 2-0. Coming home here, that's a strike. Breaks away from the lefty and is on the outside corner. Sun is setting here in Superior, Wisconsin. The Evergreens are trying to sunset the Spartans baseball season. 2-1 pitch. Fastball is outside and away, 3-1. You know, if one of these batters reaches, then the top of the order would get a chance to hit, and Ben Rhodes is 2-for-4. Try and get Rhodes a chance to hit if you're the Spartans. Swing and a miss. Off-speed pitch swung right through it. Count goes full. Twelve to ten, Everest leading. Count is full. Payoff pitch coming. And it is hit to shallow left field. It's down. It's a hit. Bounces off of Landon Menzie. Menzie kept it in front of him. And it's one base only for David Fender, who's 2-for-2. Connor Fonger will now hit. He represents the tying run. It is the first hit that Logan Ebersold has allowed. And yeah, the top of the Superior order is going to get a chance to hit here in the seventh. First pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Breaking ball again. Ebersold throws that very slow breaking ball, but keeps it way on the outside corner, and he's been able to paint it consistently. 0-1 pitch. Well hit to left field. Going back is Menzie, going way, way back. It's over his head. It bounces off the wall. Got to get a run in. Got to try and bring this run all the way around. There'll be no play at the plate. It's a one-run game. A double from Connor Fonger. Makes it 12-11. And with only one out, Fonger is the tying run at second base. Superior's got a chance to win the ball game here. Fonger with an RBI makes it 12-11. Evergreens coach Dave Langbin is coming out. Back-to-back hits here in the seventh inning. Fender singles to left, and Connor Fonger hits one all the way to the wall in left field. Brings a run in. There's one out. Fonger, that man at second, is the tying run. Ben Rhodes, who the Evergreens have yet to retire, is going to hit. And the Evergreens are going to make the Miles family sweat a little bit. Jackson Miles will be the relief pitcher here. Jackson Miles comes on for Logan Ebersol. Both of the Miles brothers have been able to pitch for the Evergreens. Wyatt Miles is just a freshman, probably too much of a pressure cooker spot. Jackson Miles pitched for the first time all year against Marshfield. In that game, he was effective in the fourth, fifth, and sixth. And then the Tigers rallied on him in the seventh and came back to win. again, if Superior comes back and gets the winning run across, it's the Evergreen season that would come to an end. Logan Ebersold worked 1 2/3 innings. Ebersold was reached for only 2 hits. He's responsible for 1 run and the man on second base. The challenge here for the Evergreens and their new pitcher, Jackson Miles, is that the top of the order is coming up here. Baseball on Fox Sports, brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing, South 3rd Avenue, Wausau's West Side. A trusted name for 80 years, Baseman Shoe and Clothing in Wausau. It's 12-11 in the bottom of the seventh. This has been a wild game. Superior hasn't led since the third inning. If they take the lead here, the ball game would come to an end and the Evergreens would have a most unhappy bus ride home. If the Evergreens can leave that runner stranded at second base, then Superior be a home loser today. Of course, if one run gets pushed in, then we would go to extra innings with a long ride home ahead of us. All right, Jackson Miles has completed his warm-up tosses. So this is Jackson Miles, the senior. Wyatt Miles, his younger brother, who also pitches, is at shortstop. Ben Rhodes today singled and tripled. He's walked and reached on an error, too, so Rhodes has yet to be retired. So the Evergreens are calling on a senior to put out this fire in the seventh inning. A hit to the outfield probably ties the game. 12-11. Righty to righty, steps off the rubber and looks the runner back to second. Again, Jackson Miles looking to get an out here. Jackson Miles comes set. He is coming home. Outside, ball one. You don't want to walk here because you would put the game-winning run on base. Although a walk does set up a force at any base. I'd rather a soft ground out. Pitches up high, 2 balls and no strikes. So the first 2 offerings from Jackson Miles are out of the strike zone. Gunnar Hansen is on deck, who is 2-for-4. So the top of this Superior lineup is hit. And that's the challenge for the Evergreens here in the seventh, to try and get this one into the win column. 2-0 pitch is inside, 3 balls and no strikes. Jackson Miles steps off for a moment, comes back on. 3 balls, no strikes. Leg kick home, strike. Taking all the way. Again, and why not? If Ben Rhodes walks, he becomes the game-winning run. Probably gets the green light here. I mean, again, Superior still has a little more to do. They've got to get that runner from second around if they want this game to continue. 3-1 pitch is outside, ball 4. That didn't miss by much. Ben Rhodes took a quick step towards first base like he was trying to sell it, and indeed he did. So there are runners on first and second for Gunnar Hansen. Double play ends the ball game. Gunnar Hansen's not all that fast. Play at any base with runners at first and second. Pitch to Gunnar Hansen, curveball, strike 1. Now that's Nolan Hoppe, who's now at second base for the Evergreens. I beg your pardon. It's Brady Pazar, the new second baseman. Riley, off-speed pitch, strike 2 to Gunnar Hansen. That was at the letters. Yeah, that's Brady Pazar, the new second baseman for the Evergreens. The spot that Jackson Miles normally plays. So Wyatt Miles and Pazar are the double play combination. 0-2 pitch here. That's just outside. A ball and 2 strikes. on deck is 0 for 4, Riley Rheinstrand, who could be the final batter of the ball game. Jackson Miles could help himself with a strikeout big time here. He's ahead in the count, 1-2. Everest Senior, right-hander, coming home. Pitch is fouled off the third base side. We'll stay at 1-2. Just feel the tension here at Spartan Field with every pitch. 12-11, the Evergreens lead by one, but there are runners at first and second with one out. Ready for another 1-2 pitch. Leg kick, home. Did he check his swing? He did. He did not go around. Two balls and two strikes on a pitch that was up high. That's the correct call. Gunnar Hansen did not go around on that. Ball on the infield. The Evergreens have to make sure it doesn't get through and have to get an out. Two balls, two strikes. Fly ball, left field side. That is going to land in the bullpen and out of play. Third baseman Owen Latondras took a look. Ran right up against the chain link fence, just a little bit out of his reach. Instead, two balls and two strikes. Somebody's season is going to end with heartbreak in this seventh inning. My goodness. The Evergreens did not help their cause, went three up, three down in the sixth, and made an out on the bases in the seventh, and did not score in those two final frames. Here's the 2-2 pitch again. It's a fly ball on the infield. Owen Latondras is the third baseman. He's calling and catching. There's the second out. The runners do not advance. The Evergreens have one more out to get. An extra base hit could win the game for Superior. A hit to the outfield could tie the game. Here is their number three hitter, Riley Rheinstand. He struck out, hit into a fielder's choice, and popped out twice. He could be the final out of the ball game. Here's the pitch down low on a breaking ball, ball one. Let's see if Jackson Miles can get the guttiest of saves for the Evergreens here. What a spot this would be. No balls and one strike. So Rheinstand's cold today. That's a strike. Oh, come on, Blue. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. That was a strike. Judged to be outside. Two balls and no strikes. Boy, everything is magnified, even the simple things like balls and strikes. Pretty good pitch there from Jackson Miles. A throw over to first. It gets away from the first baseman. A throwing error will move runners from first and second to second and third. Error on the Everest pitcher. Jackson Miles throws over to first base and moves the runners up into spring position. That is a bad play. A hit to the outfield would win the game for Superior. Jackson Miles is asking the entire Everest infield to huddle in, and his teammate didn't need to do there. Evergreens continue to play the infield back. There are two outs here. Count is two balls and no strikes. Pitch here is a strike. No. Judge just out. Boy, that pitch has been a strike for most of the game. Suddenly that outside corner is not in play, and it's three balls and no strikes. Joe Barker, the opposing pitcher, is on deck. 3-0 pitch is inside. That's called a strike. That's a makeup call if I ever saw one. The pitch that was judged ball three was a better pitch, and that's called a strike on the inside corner, 3-1. Jackson Miles, leg kick, off-speed pitch. There is strike two. Riley Rheinstand took a step towards first base like he was trying to buy ball four. It was not. The count is full. With two outs, and the Evergreens trying to close out a one-run game. With two in scoring position, the game turns on a single pitch. Here it comes, and it's a hit to left center field. Kate Severson is back. He's got a play. He's got it. I thought that was going to be a line drive hit. It hung up for Cade Sievertson, who makes the catch, and the Evergreens have won. The Evergreens have won. A line drive caught in center field. Cade Sievertson makes the catch, and the Evergreens will have a happy ride home. DC Everest has just defeated the Superior Spartans. The final score is 12-11. A line drive that looked like off the bat it was going to be a hit. It hung up for Cade Sievertson in center field to make the play. The game ends on a 3-2 two-out pitch with the tying and winning runs in scoring position. What a gutty win for the Evergreens, and what a tough loss for the Superior Spartans. Our final score, DC Everest 12, Superior 11. As we know, the Woodchucks game is already underway. We will be back with a quick recap after a two-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Discover's going further with Miles Rewards than we've ever gone before. Like sun on your face, book in your hand, kids playing in the sand further. Because the Discover It Miles card offers unlimited 1.5 miles on every purchase and will automatically match all the miles you earn at the end of your first year. So your 35,000 miles could become 70,000. Plus no blackout dates. Just buy your ticket and use your miles to credit your statement. Get out there with your Discover It Miles card today. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel.
Feet aching after a long day? Not smelling so great either? Try new fatigue-reducing insoles from Odor Eaters. They give you serious foot support with MVP-level odor control. The shock-absorbing gel pad and contoured shape provide excellent comfort to minimize fatigue. Plus, with the power of Odor Eaters, they can tackle the toughest foot odor. Pick up a pair today at Walmart, Target, or other fine retailers. And don't forget Odor Eaters sprays and powder. Fatigue-reducing insoles. Real foot support, plus the best in odor defense. From Odor Eaters.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our AutoZone Rewards program. Sign up is free, and you get a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more five times. Looking to protect your engine and start that oil change? Get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $26.99. With more than 5,600 locations nationwide, getting the job done just got easier. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Superior, where by the skin of their teeth, the Evergreens hold on for a 12-11 playoff win with the Spartans. The game ends on a line drive to center field that just hung up in the wind enough for the Evergreen center fielder Cade Sievertson to make a play. I thought that that was going to be a game-tying or game-winning hit off the bat of Riley Rhynstrand. Instead, just hung up for the Evergreen center fielder Cade Sievertson to record the final out. Superior goes down with the tying and winning runs in scoring position on second and third. It was Jackson Miles who got the final two outs of the ballgame. Jackson Miles with a gutty save for the Evergreens. DC Everest, with 7 runs back in the third inning, at one point had an 8-run lead in this game. The Evergreens win it with 12 runs on 12 hits and 6 errors. They left 5 on base. Superior with 11 runs on 11 hits. They had 3 errors and left 6 on base. A gutty win for the Evergreens. Boy, we will all exhale as we head to the bus and celebrate a happy ride home. The Evergreens will play again Thursday. They'll take on the number 2 seed in the bracket, Eau Claire North, at Carson Park. You will hear that game here on Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Again, wrapping up here, Superior comes up short in their final at-bat, and the Evergreens hold on for a 12-11 win way up north. Drive home safely, Everest fans. That concludes our D.C. Everest baseball coverage. The Woodchucks game joined in progress. The Woodchucks playing at Kenosha is coming up next on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. I'm Chris Conley. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to DC Everest Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Coverage of Everest Baseball is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, Tulusty, Kennedy, and Dirks Law Firm, Bone & Joint Center, Country Fresh Meats, DeVorney Orthodontics, Intercity State Bank, Abra Auto Body, Red Clover Market, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, and Brainerd Funeral Home. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications.